Blog Talk Radio.
For you tonight. In the last 2 days, it's been 26 degrees. It did go up a little bit to 30 and 40, but first thing in the morning, it's been too cold for me. And I want you guys to know that I've been in the house for the last 48 hours. Yes, 48 hours. I have not come out since I've been to church on Sunday. It's cold out there. I do not like cold weather. This is Mary Hollis, your host, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry talk show. Like I said on the text, too cold. Too cold. But you still can get some encouragement. Don't be discouraged. Too cold to be discouraged. Well, I thank God for heat, and I'm sure you do too. Just think about the homeless out there. I'm hoping that most of them were able to get into a shelter in the last few days because it's been pretty cold. I know a lot of the people who are from the north, they laugh at how we complain about the weather, but it's too cold for me. But it's but I want to mention something before we go into the message. You know how, and it's about discouraging. Well, some of you, and I'll tell the rest of you that I'm finally decided to give up working. I work part time on and off since I really stopped working full time. And my last day was Christmas Eve. And Satan has been trying to discourage me. He's been trying to put some ideas in my mind that I gotta keep him away. And sometimes you got to open up that door and tell Satan, get up out of here because you don't belong in here. Well, what I'm talking about was when I worked part-time, I pretty much did the ministry and there's some other things I was doing as well. Well, on Tuesday night, I always made sure I got things together. to make sure that I was on the air on time. But lately, for the last couple of Tuesday nights, you know what Satan's been putting it on my mind? I sure don't feel like doing the show tonight. So what am I going to talk about? He was putting all of those thoughts in my mind. But I got to open up that door in the morning and tell him to get cold or not, I'll get up out of here. Those thoughts got to go away. So we're going to talk about tonight, where should you go when you get discouraged? Where should you go when you get discouraged? The scripture book behind us is Hebrews 10:25. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the matter of some is. Well, I'm going to clarify that scripture a little bit clearer later as I go along. Well, people tend to skip church and stay away from other believers when they get discouraged. Maybe you know someone who has done this. Maybe you have even done it yourself at times in your life when you felt discouraged and depressed. Well, there are reasons why people stay away from church when they are discouraged. Perhaps they are embarrassed that their faith isn't strong as fast as they think it should. Perhaps they are ashamed that they are still struggling with problems they think they should have been conquered long, long time ago. They don't want anyone to know they are still wrestling with the same old problems, are feeling the same old way, or, you know, when you're grieving, you cry a lot. So you don't want the people to see you keep crying. So they disappear from sight. Don't let embarrassment or discouragement keep you from other believers. You need their strength. You need their testimony. You need their encouragement. You need to hear them say, you can do it. You can make it. Well, that's why Hebrews 20:25 says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the matter of some. The word forsaking, well, the word describes someone who is extremely discouraged, defeated, and depressed. Or maybe this is someone who is simply weary from fighting a long battle of grief or health issues. Regardless of the reason why, the word describes a person who feels left out, down, discouraged, and just lonely and going through whatever they may be going through. The moment people begin to feel like this, they feel like they are falling. They can't seem to get a grip of their feelings or emotion or their situation. The moment when the devil tells them, hear this and know this, what the devil's going to say, oh, I got you now. I got you where I want you to be. Satan tells them, oh, just stay home from church today. You don't need to go down there with all of those rejoicing people. You know that you don't feel like being with them anyway today. So why not just stay home by yourself? You don't need them. You can just read the Bible at home. That's the old Satan. Satan knows that if he can get you to fall out of fellowship with other believers, at the very moment when you need fellowship or encouragement, He's going to keep you away from those people that he knows that are going to encourage you. Then he will probably keep you down and defeated. Yes, it's true that you can read the Bible at home by yourself. You can. You need to do. You need to do this anyway. But fellowship with others, believers, is essential for everyone, and that includes you. You receive encouragement from others, other believers, that you can get through whatever you're going through. When they see those tears, they're just going to give you a hug and say, it's going to be all right. I'll pray for you. You'll get through this one day at a time. That is why church is the last place the devil wants you to go when you are feeling low. He knows if you go to church, if you you will be touched by the presence of the Lord. You will get encouraged by other believers, and in the end, you will crawl out of the hole that the enemy has put you in, and rise up to the place where you get heavenly victory. So the devil works overtime to try to tempt you when you skip church. Stay home, that's what the devil say, and do something else instead. Why eliminate your, isolate yourself when you are the greatest need of encouragement. In Hebrews 10:25 can be also translated, when you are feeling down and depressed, like a failure who is falling behind everyone else, that isn't the time for you to stay away from other believers, as some are in the habit of doing. Instead of letting the devil and the flesh get the best of you in your moments of weakness, here's some suggestions. In addition to praying, we must continue to pray. Pray without ceasing. And reading the word at home when you are feeling down and out. Go find another believer. Call another believer on the phone. A group of believers, like the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, who can build you up in faith and encourage you in the Lord. After fellowshipping with other people of faith, you will feel recharged, regenerated, inspired to get back up and face these challenges with a winning attitude. Don't you want to feel that way? Do you want to let the devil defeat you, put you in that defeating moment, because he doesn't want you to be encouraged. He wants you to be discouraged. So don't let the devil win. Always find. And like I say, sometimes, yeah, you don't feel like going to church. You can also scream live. Most churches now are screaming live, where you can still hear the word. You know, reading the Bible is good, but you can still hear the word by screaming live at your church. Most of the churches are doing that now. Or going on, when you turn your TV on, go to T.D. Jakes, go to Joel Osteen, Joyce Myers, anyone else that you enjoy listening to. Don't let the devil set in and discourage you from being a part of believers to encourage you. Those different sermons will encourage you. So, you know, reading the Bible is good, but sometimes when you're depressed, you might not find the right scripture, whatever, to encourage you, and you stay in that same setting, that mindset. So be encouraged. Don't let Satan get in your mind and get you to be discouraged. So the question was, where should you go when you get discouraged? Well, don't let Satan get in your mind. That's one of the main things. Don't let Satan get in your mind. Satan knows if he can get of you to fall out of fellowship with other believers at the very moment when you need fellowship and encouragement the most, then he probably keeps you down and defeated. He said, I got her now. And that's exactly what it is. I got her where I want her. But just know, I'm going to give you some scriptures for you to, so if you have a pen and paper handy, get it, because I'm going to give you some scripture that you can fight Satan with, and letting God is letting you know that don't be discouraged. But something else, what else I wanted to talk about before I, okay. I also want to, I'm going to give you some scriptures, and but I have one question for you. When maybe a more than one. When you get discouraged, where do you go to get your strength and encouragement? Has the devil successfully tempted you to stay away from other believers? How can you get more involved in a faith community that you can give what you need to be encouraged to help you win the battles when you are feeling discouraged. And I also want to pray about this situation as well. But let me give you, get my Bible right here and give you some scriptures. I have about, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'm always talking about this one, Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. So let Satan know that you got someone else greater, and he will always be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I mean, wherever you go. So just know that you can be strong in the Lord. Psalms 27:14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And the last one that I have, there's more out there, but, you know, we only have a short show, only 30 minutes. But this is in Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So these scriptures is letting you know not to be discouraged. Be strong in the Lord. So be encouraged. Don't let Satan get you, keep you in that discouraging and depressed state of being. Yes, we all get that way sometimes, but the scripture can help you to be strong in the Lord, because he will be with you wherever you are. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So there are other scriptures in the Bible that can also give you that strength that you need. But I chose those because this is dealing with my topic that I have talked about tonight. So, and we are going to, I'm going to say a short prayer before we finish here. Lord, I ask you to help us to push our flesh and our feelings aside. When I'm tempted to be down and depressed and discouraged, your word promises that I will be encouraged if I fellowship with you and with other saints. So I ask you to help me to shove my lying emotions out of the way. That's what the devil gives us, these emotions, out of my house. Tomorrow, speak and said, Satan, you don't belong in this house. Open it up the door and let him out if you are in that state of being. I also ask you, Lord, to help the Holy Spirit to live within our hearts, our minds, and our souls, and especially in our home. Give us the strength of will to go and attach ourselves with believers and people who will give us encouraging words and to stand up for us. Stand tall. Help us to stand tall, Lord, and fight Satan. Fight our battles, Heavenly Father. Give us the armor in order for us to continue to believe in you and trust in you and be encouraged by you. And also continue to send us people, believers, that will help us to go forward during the journey of our grief, our health issues, other situations that we may be dealing with. We know that you have all powers in your hands, and we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to give us the power to do so. We know that you have the power to work within us to get us through these different things that we are going through, and we just ask you to give us the strength that we need and knowing that you are here. Just like in Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid because we know that you're here and you'll always be here for us and for us not to be discouraged because you are God and we can always depend on you because you will be wherever we are. You will never leave us or forsake us. And we must wait on you. Whatever we are doing, and we know that you will give us the strength that we need to continue on through this journey that we are on. And we know that we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. Just give us the courage to do this and keep Satan out of our lives. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And that is all I have for tonight. But I have some great announcements that I want to share and also the title of the message for next week. We are at our meeting this past Saturday. We had our first monthly next chapter meeting. I gave out the calendar of events of different things that we'll be doing throughout the year. There's two things that I want to mention. give me 2 more days, and I will have all details about our cruise. Next Tuesday, I will be able to announce in detail about the cruise. In gathering this information, it's been a little bit, well, I am now registered to be a travel agency. So, you know, it takes time for training and all that stuff. So I have someone I'm working under, and she's helping me pretty much get this together so I'll be able to do this cruise under me instead of her. So it's been taking a little bit longer, but I'll have all details about our cruise. We're trying to put it together for the month of June. So we're going to need a payment soon. But y'all know that I was going to go on a cruise, so I hope that you have some money set aside to make that first deposit so we can be able to travel together on this cruise that we are planning for the month of June, and I'll have all the information ready for you next week. But I want to talk about our Valentine event. Every year we have a Valentine event for our widows, and we have it at a different location. We don't have it at the same place every year. Last year we had it at, it's called Paint and Sip, where we went out and the shop that lets you paint a particular theme, and we had food, things to drink, and so forth. Well, apple cider, not alcoholic beverages. But we had music, and we had a great time. So this year we're having the event at my home. We're having a big surprise for you. We can't tell you all the details, but the Valentine event is going to be at my home. And we're going to have entertainment and some other things going on, and food, of course. So that date is, I do want to give that date to you. It's February 16th. Valentine is on a Friday. We decided to have it on the Sunday evening from 3 to 5. So that's February 16th, Sunday, February 16th from 3 to 5. So save that date, and I hope that you can come. And like I said, lots of goodies and surprises will be there, will be here for you. And please dress in red. You don't have to wear nothing formal or whatever, just something nice in red. So I wanted to make sure that you put that down. I will also be emailing everyone the calendar of events soon. I'm trying to wait until I include the information regarding the cruise on there. So I'm going to be emailing that. The people that were here on Saturday got their calendar, so they pretty much know the schedule. There are other things there, but it's too much to talk about tonight. And that is all I have. But next week, the title of the show is going to be I Got a Story to Tell. I Got a Story to Tell. So you are going to have to wait and tune in next week, same time, 10 to 10:30. And one thing I want to mention to you. Now, I can see how many people call. I can see that the switchboard is filled with people tonight. I didn't text you guys last week. That doesn't mean that you don't tune in on Tuesday. Sometimes I get really busy. It comes up that I forget to text you guys. So that doesn't mean I'm not going to be on the air. Every Tuesday I'm going to be on this air, unless God chose not to. If I'm not going to be on the air, Sheila or somebody else is going to be on the air. So just know that because I didn't text you, that doesn't mean that we are not going to be on the air. So I didn't see many of you call in last week, and I was very disappointed. But I thank you tonight. I really thank you tonight because the switchboard is all lit up, and thank you so much. So don't be discouraged. Be encouraged by God's word and believers and the next chapter and others who will inspire you to keep hanging. Walk through this journey of grief are discouragement, emotional, depression. Just knowing that God is there. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Good night and have a great evening and be blessed. And tune in again next week. Remember the title says, I Got a Story to Tell You. And if you tune in next Tuesday, you hear about the story. I got a story to tell you. Be blessed. Good night.
I'ma open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.